didn't see Andrew Ladd on the ice. Is he playing tonight?
That attitude. No, Ladd's out. Minor. Day to day. He'll be back in a couple of days. So here we go. So Patrice got the stick last night. Good news. No damage. But he's day to day until he's 100%. But we don't think it's going to be that long. Tangredi, minor lower body, day to day. Buff, still, he's getting better every day. You know, just waiting for it to get a real good, strong sense of it. Lower body, minor. Kaner's fine. Posty's back skating now, so it's a matter of strength again. These are all kind of minor muscle issues that are, we're just waiting for him to get to feel good. Odell's back closing in on getting on the ice, so that's positive. Gagliardi's still shut down in that period. Ladd and Little won't play tonight.
So Lowry's not in the lineup.
Correct.
Ehlers and Patan are. What's the
Kane impact? Scheifele, Patan, Ehlers, Lippmann, Halszczek, Slater, Thorburn, Klingberg, Albert, Peluso, Enstrom, Bogosian, Party, Klitson, Chariot, Ellerby, Pavlik, Hutchinson.
Is there any?
You only get one shot at it, boys. Next after that, you got to come for warm up.
You were very intent on winning the first game. I remember you saying you've lost three since then. Do you put any stock into your record in preseason?
Yeah, I don't remember that intention, but good on you for picking up on it. No, I've got there's just too many teams that have gotten 6-1 in the exhibition and teams that have done poorly in the exhibition. I don't put any weight on that.
So if you don't put weight in those numbers, your goaltending is, team goaltending is below 900 save percentage. Do you worry about that?
No.
Why not?
Do you want to go through the list?
Not really.
Okay.
We know that goaltending was a question coming into this season, so I'm trying to get a gauge.
It was a question for you. Goaltending's going to be fine. Shouldn't be. No, that's not my sense. I don't think anybody's is. Odell. You know, we'll see how far he comes along. So a bunch of these you just project out. TJ's, you know, if he's right at the end of this shutdown period, then he just goes full. So, no, I don't think there's anybody here. And that's I guess we're in that stretch of games now, where we've got so many guys out, you have to be a little even more protective than you would be. So if we were talking about regular season, I think four of these guys play tonight. But we're not, and now when we're sitting at 8 and 9 guys, you got to make sure that, like on the back-to-back nights now, we're a little more protective on certain guys. You know, we're closing in on, it's about health. Putting healthy bodies in the lineup and feeling very comfortable after tonight's game that the opportunity's been given. And some of it, to be honest with you, wasn't part of the grand design. Some of it is you've got so many guys banged up and you've made your returns, the players that have gone back. I mean, I wouldn't want to have kept any more, but there are guys now that maybe we're going to get one or two, or going to get three or four. And so everybody gets a pretty hard look.
Is this kind of the end of opportunity?
Well, we're hoping that the health says that we're getting pretty close to our lineup for the last two games, which was part of what we were doing. Thought I'd have a little older lineup, a little more veteran lineup in here tonight. Knew we were going to be real young. So the first four were kind of how we thought we would be. Thought we'd be a little bit more veteran tonight, but we'll be pretty thick with our team in the next two.
Is there anything you would do with a Nick Ehlers or a Nick Patan tonight to sort of set a framework for them? You know, they've played a lot of games. They may have been busier than you wanted them to be. Do you try to, you know, help them manage this workload in any way?
Well, insofar as they've got to learn to manage the NHL workload. So the games that they're playing, now keep in mind these guys are coming from 3-and-3s, right? So they're used to that, but they're obviously not used to this level, the speed and the size of the opponent. So it hasn't been that bad. We've backed off on the hard pushes and the skates. We're letting the games take care of that conditioning a little bit now. There are times, right, puck management here, how hard you stretch yourself on back-to-back nights, but the big one, shift length. And that is pretty much a challenge for any skilled junior when they come in, because they are so used to, you know, they get to that 45-second mark and they get a chance, they're going, and all day long, and they'll get off at a minute 10, and here you just may never recover from a shift like that if you end up in your own end. So that's a challenge for, you know, and it's still a challenge for Mark Scheifele. Like, there's it takes a while for them to understand the level they have to play at throughout the course of the shift, and because of that, how short those shifts have to be. Somebody just cut it off. Nothing great has happened to the shift. Cut it off. Pav's going.